Dave Calloway, Stacey Cole. We've got a very special guest standing by in studio here, and we got really kind of a cool behind the story of a children's book that she put together, somebody who's originally from the area.
Mm-hmm.
And Marla, with a 90-foot last name.
Well, 90-foot maiden name.
Yes.
Yes, my maiden name is Shazinski. Now it's McKenna.
There you go. There you go. Okay, now, well, and Marla, you're in studio. The reason why we wanted to talk to you is because you have a children's book that you've written, and that's just the first story, is that there's another story behind it. First of all, what's the name of the book that you put together?
The story is called Mom's Big Catch.
And the first thing, of course, everybody thinks is you went fishing.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking baseball.
It's baseball.
Yeah.
So baseball.
But something everybody can relate to. Is this something that really did happen?
It did. It's inspired by actual events that took place at Miller Park. And it was fan favorite Jeff Jenkins' last game as a Milwaukee Brewer at Miller Park.
Was that right?
We were there and something crazy happened and I wrote about it.
How about it?
Wow.
That is so cool. Now, big Brewer fan, are you?
Huge Brewer fan. Ever since I've been a little girl. Big following, big Brewer fan, yes.
Wow.
And so, I live now in the Milwaukee area.
Well, there you go.
So you're probably there every, couple times a week.
Not quite.
But close, right?
Yeah. We do go quite a bit.
Do
it's
you?
Something we like to do with our family.
Oh, excellent. Very cool. Well, in putting the book together, here's what I want to find out is that you write the book and it's Mom's Big Catch. But then you want to do this actually, what, in part or totally for a cause?
I do. All my life, there's been three things that have been favorites of mine growing up. I was a huge fan of Milwaukee Brewers, big fan of Rick Springfield, and I love dogs. And
those three things.
And with my opportunity, I've been able to put all three together. Like I said, the book is inspired by actual events that took place at Miller Park. And then being that I love dogs, I like to do what I can to, I'm a big advocate of helping those dogs that need homes.
Mm-hmm.
And being a big fan of Rick Springfield, I decided to donate partial proceeds from my book to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And I asked Rick Springfield if he would match my donation. And he said, absolutely, without hesitation.
Wow.
That is something. Now, you knew, because you're a fan of Rick Springfield.
I am.
That he's a dog lover.
He is.
Yeah, because he's putting dogs on the cover of albums all the time.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
His own. But yeah, so you knew that.
I did.
Wow.
How did you contact Rick?
Well, I've met him several years ago. I've met him quite a few times. And it was at his book signing for Late, Late at Night last October that I just started talking to him. I told him about that I was getting my first children's book published, and he was very happy for me. He thought that was very cool. And then I mentioned how I wanted to donate part of the proceeds to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation, and he thought that was a really great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just asked him if he would consider matching the donation, and he just said absolutely. He was touched by the gesture and more than happy to help. And he's been wonderful to work with. I've been in contact with his management, and he's great. I'm really appreciative of his generosity.
Wow. Yeah. Stace, isn't this weird? Stace, in the last couple of days, you and I have been connecting the dots.
Well, what's weird
isn't
is we, of course, interviewed Linda Blair yesterday to talk about her foundation, and it had nothing to do with you. This connection that we made is through a producer we use all the time.
Right.
And they just contacted us and said, hey, Linda's, out and about doing stuff. Do you want to talk to her? Well, of course we do.
Absolutely.
And now all of a sudden, all the pieces are coming together in this puzzle. Yeah. And what an amazing thing and both are doing.
That's how this has all happened. It all just came together.
Wow.
It's just great.
It came together. And her foundation's been wonderful to work with. And another crazy thing is that Rick Springfield has a charity softball game every May in Milwaukee. And it takes place at the smaller diamond right in front of Miller Park.
Oh, sure.
So in May, I was able to get my picture with Rick right in front of Miller Park, and he's holding up my book.
Oh.
Jeez. Boy,
well,
that's the trifecta.
It absolutely is.
And you can see that website, or you can see that picture on my website, MarlaMcKenna.com, and there's a quote from Rick.
There you go.
Now, what? Just out of curiosity, because I'm a huge Rick Springfield fan, too. He was one of my first concerts. I had to drag my mom to it. It was not a fun time for her because she didn't really like his music. Most parents aren't into their kids. Well, maybe they are now.
Sure.
Anywho.
Yeah, you've had a field day with Rick Springfield, Prince, name it. Yeah,
all those guys. I just loved Rick. And I got to meet him about 10 years ago. God, he's gorgeous. But anyway, that's beside the point.
He's a little taller than
where
you.
Where was I going with this?
Right. There's that.
Oh, what is his connection to Milwaukee? Why is he?
His wife is originally from the Beloit area.
Okay.
So, and I've met her and talked to her, too, and she was extremely interested in donating to as well.
Well, that's cool.
She's great.
That's cool that he wants to keep that connection going.
Right. And the fans, there's this huge family of fans that we've all gotten very close, and this is great.
Yeah. There's a few websites, actually, I mean, to take a look at here when you want to, kind of connect the dots like we have, because Linda Blair's foundation, her website is great. We feature that on ours.
And it connects to my website. There's a connection.
Mm-hmm. And then Rick's, what's weird is you go to his website, same thing. It's all about animals and stuff like that, besides what he's doing with his concert tours and his books.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just think that is something. When you put that all together, all of a sudden, the angels are singing and you're going, we've connected the dots. This is great. So now what happens? You're locally going to be pushing your book a little bit in a couple of ways here in the next day or two.
I am. And thank you for having me on the show today. I will be at the library tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. reading the book. And then I will be at Yonke Bookstore tomorrow again from 4 to 7 p.m. for a book signing.
There you go.
And that's the Marathon County Public Library.
Yes.
Yeah, that's downtown. Wausau. Mm-hmm. And so, she's working the gig. That's what authors do. Come on.
And I was here a month ago reading to all the kids in summer school.
Great.
So I just want to say hi to all of them right now, and I'm hoping they come and see me tomorrow. They were great. And the book's been a big hit with them. They've all really liked it. It has a really fun surprise ending that you don't expect, and I just want people to remember that it really happened.
See?
So,
the other question I have for you, if you can't make any of those book signings, obviously you're going to be able to have this book available in the larger stores?
Yes. Actually, okay. Right now it's at Yonke Bookstore. It's available through my website, marlamckenna.com. And July 26th is the official release date, and it'll be available everywhere. Right now, you can pre-order it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and it's very exciting.
There you go.
Oh, and how neat.
It's called Mom's Big Catch, and Marla McKenna putting it together, originally from Wausau and living down in the Milwaukee area now. Just, it's the coolest thing. I'm so glad we got a chance to talk to you and get the whole story now.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marla.
Thank you.
It's 823 WIFC.